GM of Chimpions. If you enjoyed this episode, then please go and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, or even go and join our Patreon. Currently trying to ensure Patreon listeners get episodes at least a week early. Details of our Patreon site can be found in the show notes. If you want to find out a little bit more about the characters or the world, then you can take a look at our website, which is www.chimpions.co.uk. The more interest we get in the site, the more enthused we will be to keep it spot on date. Or if you just want to contact the show and have a bit of idle banter, then I can't believe I used the word banter, jeez. Then quite active on Twitter at chimpions.rpg. Okay, and with that, I shall leave you to enjoy. Welcome to episode 5 of Chimpions UK.
Hi there.
Excuse me. With Windy Pops.
That's the cheese and onion returning.
And the Fanta.
Ooh. Look, for our American
what flavours?
Or listeners, they're not going to know
Maxi
what all these
Cola.
Are.
Oh, yeah. It's chips and fucking soda, all right.
Fanta's Nazi Cola.
Nazi Cola.
Yeah. It's, well, they made in Germany during the war because they couldn't get hold of the caramelly bit to make cola.
Oh, there
and
you
they,
go.
And they ended up with Fantasy, which was Fanta. There you go. Nazi Cola.
Hmm. There you go.
When you say they couldn't get the bits, was it the cocaine? No, that's the Vietnam, isn't it?
That beats my owl information, doesn't it?
Fucking meowing a shit beats your owl information.
I am leaving that in. So just as a quick recap, I won't go through all the bits and pieces. If you're listening, you can listen to the recap at the beginning of the previous episode. Not sure I'll hold it together long enough to get out anything more than that. So, last session you abducted the right honourable Jonathan Withers MP for Lowestoft.
Lowestoft.
Lowestoft, sorry.
Lowestoft, is he an idiot?
I don't know. And you now have him sat on a bucket in a shed on off a farmer's track, just off his route to home. And Jim was just probing his mind to get some useful information. Or so he thinks. What are you still laughing about?
Fucking owls.
So owls in the barn.
I was going to say that. Yeah, well, if you were to observe, there are barn owls in this barn.
Oh, got faces like ping pong balls.
Anyway.
Brains the size of satellite dishes.
Right.
Squareals.
Right, so, Deep Probe. I want to know more. I want to know who's above him. Who's passing him? Who's asking him to do this?
The chain of yes,
command.
In this fucking horrible business of treachery and treason,
Falak.
So yeah, you dig into his mind, and I guess from his perspective, you sort of see what must presumably be his office. A pretty plain, smallest office. Nothing in there that stands out particularly. But he's sat at his desk and he's obviously waiting for someone, and the door opens. You see like an elderly man comes in, maybe in his 70s, seems to be impeccably dressed, walking with a cane. Can you just roll me a perception as well?
Yeah, made it by one.
So, walking with a cane, but doesn't seem to be particularly leaning heavily on it. Looks like it's probably more